could be, who knows? There's something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, yes, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I have a pleasure of welcoming Sherry Kersey. Are you there, Sherry?
I certainly am. Hi, Dr. Iris. How are you?
I'm doing great on this beautiful day in Southern California. I'm so happy to have you here today. And Sherry, you were on our show a few months ago.
And I was. Yes,
and you asked if you'd like to come back again. Mm-hmm. So I would love for you to just give our guests just a brief bio about you and about how you started. What was your interest in doing thermography?
Absolutely. Well, how I was introduced to thermography is a very dear friend of mine was doing thermography, and she actually performed a thermogram on me. And when I was able to see the amazing amount of information and just a grand overview of the health benefits to thermography, I was so impressed. I was so moved that I actually decided that this is what I wanted to do for a career. And I think what really topped it off was when I found out that it was radiation free and I didn't have to be concerned with how often I did it or the effect on my body. So therefore, I started training underneath her and working with a couple doctors that actually interpret the thermograms. And that's how I was introduced to thermography.
And that's great. And, you know, Sherry, I speak to many people in my sphere in the world, and I mention things to people about thermography and the difference between mammography. And so if you can just tell me to share with everybody, really, what is thermography and what does the word actually mean?
Okay, well, thermography has actually been around since the 70s and 80s. It's been used by the military for many, many years. But for medical purposes, they did find when they added color, we were able to see the vast differences in pre-disease. It's basically a non-invasive imaging technique that can show ultra-sensitive differences in your body 8 to 10 years before, say, it would show up on a mammogram. And it's basically a medical infrared camera, and it detects, analyzes, and produces these high-resolution images or temperature variations in our body that because of the extreme sensitivity and the temperature variations, you're able to see the earliest signs of not only breast cancer but many other pre-disease states.
Okay, so if somebody chose to have a thermography, so you're saying that someone can choose to just have their breasts done as mm-hmm. well as other parts of their body. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Absolutely. There's most of the thermography places out there that I'm aware of are limiting themselves to the breast only, the breast and the lymph nodes. The doctor that I began to work with, and the reason I chose this particular doctor, Dr. Gregory Melvin, is that he's been doing thermography, interpreting it for 20 years. He's board certified, and he does the entire body. many of the doctors that work with our company really believe that disease does not begin in, say, just the breast. We got to look at the whole body. So we really would be at a great disadvantage if we didn't look at the entire body and how the, you know, the digestive system is operating and analyze these pre-disease states so that we can understand then why we do have a cancer in a particular part of our body. So we highly encourage the cranium to the pelvic area and a full breast study, which we call a woman's or a men's health screening.
Okay, so you're saying that this can be beneficial to get great information on someone's health, both for men and for women.
Absolutely, for men also.
And what are some of the health conditions or health type issues that you notice you and the doctor that you work with sees from having a thermography done?
Well, I'll tell you, there's too many to list here. There's really hundreds. You can go to my website and you can check it out, which we'll give that out at the end of the show. But just to cover just a few basic ones, we of course have breast disease. Inflammatory breast disease, what's amazing about that, that's a condition that's detectable by thermography. You cannot pick that up on a mammogram because it is a virus. How do you pick up a virus on a mammogram? You can't. Well, that is detectable by thermography.
So Sherry, I'm sorry, but I just want to clarify something. So you're saying that cannot be picked up on a mammogram. It can be picked up on thermography.
Yes.
And what specifically would that look like?
Well, the doctor would be the one that would be able to actually identify the inflammatory breast cancer. But when we even look at it as technicians, we're able to see the great amount of vascular changes that are going on, the extreme amount of inflammation in the red and white colors, which is heat and inflammation. And that in itself would be a tip off. And then, of course, the doctor would make certain recommendations based on that inflammatory breast cancer that you would see. And then you usually typically would see all kinds of digestive disorders going on as well in the gut. So that is something that is a phenomenal thing that we can see. It also picks up, it can show pre-heart disease, blockages, neuropathy, periodontal disease, ruptured discs, skin cancers, stroke screenings. One thing I really appreciate about thermography, it can also detect autoimmune disorders. From studies that were done at Duke's University, they always saw a turquoise color at the base of the neck, which could be fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, lupus. So that's pretty fascinating that that's able to be detectable by thermography.
Wow. And so you're saying that the difference between thermography and other imaging is that they can see the heat and they could diagnose things years before?
That is correct. And we never say that it takes the place of other diagnostic methods. We don't compete with them. They have a very, very valuable place. But the difference being, we want to catch things years before it hopefully develops into disease. Well, how can you begin to prevent or cure breast cancer if it's not detected? We don't want to wait to that point, right? We want to get there when we're seeing the precursors to cancer and what's feeding potential cancer or disease. And then we have a protocol the doctor recommends. And what's fascinating is you can actually monitor the progression of the treatment. And is it working? And you can actually validate that treatment by the thermogram.
Well, Sherry, this is what I find so fascinating with your work, is that when somebody goes and gets a mammogram, the doctor does the procedure, and it can be uncomfortable. And then there's no follow-up after that. Can you explain the procedure when someone goes in to get a thermography?
Yes, absolutely. It usually takes about a half an hour where you would disrobe. And I can tell you it's absolutely 100% pain-free. It's radiation-free. It's compression-free, non-invasive. So it's a very, very comfortable breast session or full body session, depending on what you're getting. But what's amazing is you come in there, and like I said, we're not going to compress it. If there was an existing tumor, we wouldn't want to rupture that, of course. So that's why it's entirely safe. You could do it. It's safe for pregnant women. It's safe for babies. It's safe for teenagers. So there's no limit to how many, you know, thermograms you can do because of the safety factor. So that's something that we're very excited about, is you're able to, like I said, monitor the progress of your treatment from your practitioner and not have to worry about a 5% increase in breast cancer every time you get, you know, treated. So that's a great thing.
And that is so big, because so many women would, and men would, consider doing this just for the factors you're just talking about, which is
absolutely
that's amazing. That is just fabulous. So, Sherry, you were talking earlier about the doctor who reads the reports, lists different types of follow-up or protocols you mentioned. Can you just give us a few protocols or just some suggestions, just so our listeners can know exactly what the report would consist of? Some idea.
Yeah, absolutely. When you finish the report and we send the images over to the interpreting doctor, I particularly use Dr. Gregory Melvin for reasons I already stated, you get the report findings, a written protocol with recommendations. And along with those recommendations, there's a lot of explanation. You're even entitled to a phone consultation with Dr. Melvin with any questions that I may not answer. So usually I spend about a half an hour with people. We review over their report. They get the color images. They get the findings. And some of the protocols say that he may recommend. Obviously, every person is different depending on their physical state. But say, for instance, just even practicing diaphragm breathing. Over here in the United States, many of us never learned how to properly breathe. So that really has an influence on the toxins in our body. We need to diaphragm breathe. So he encourages 5 to 30 minutes a day of that. And that is something for everyone.
Sure. Which is great. So would you be interested maybe in demonstrating by the phone, but, you know, just in this interview today, sharing with our listeners the correct way of diaphragm breathing? Can you explain that?
Of course. And there's also a video on my website as well. It's very important that we have proper posture when we're deep breathing, that we're sitting up straight, and then we kind of drop our shoulders back. Now, we want to inhale slowly through our nose, and we really want to concentrate on getting the air as down far into our belly as we can. And then, of course, we're going to pause for a second, and then we're going to exhale slowly through the nose. And really, this should be lasting as twice as long as we were inhaling. And we're going to repeat this 5 to 10 times and do this even every hour on the hour. There's been times that I've been on the road driving. I've done this for several hours. It's very, very relaxing. But you shouldn't see your chest moving if you're breathing correctly. It would just be your diaphragm breathing. So I highly recommend this. It's very, very, it's fantastic for a stress reliever. It's fantastic to, even like I said, to rid our body of its toxins that can conglomerate there.
Sure, sure. That sounds great. Sherry, we're going to be taking our break in just about a minute or so. And before we take our break, would you like to maybe share one more protocol from the doctor you work with that you can share with our listeners?
Absolutely. I love the psyllium seed and colloidal bentonite. Colloidal bentonite is a clay. If you go to a website called aboutclay.com, you'll start to really appreciate what Mother Earth has given us in a clay. And this is a phenomenal scrubbing and detox for colon cleanse for our body, which can eliminate anything from parasites, toxins. I would recommend that you do this basically the rest of your life. And pretty much everybody within our company appreciates that we do this, the doctors included, on a daily basis. So that is a phenomenal tool in cleansing the colon that he recommends.
Wow, that's a great tip. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to be taking a break, and we'll be back with Sherry Kersey and thermography and questions and tips and such great more information in just a little bit. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. I'd like to welcome everybody back to our radio show. This is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld with our bi-monthly radio show, Attitude Adjustments, and Sherry Kersey. And we are talking about thermography versus mammography. And Sherry was just sharing some tips from things that one can do for to keep their breasts healthy. And the first tip that Sherry gave us was about deep breathing, and then about going to aboutclay.com, a website for digestion and to keep our digestive system healthy. And Sherry, would you mind sharing another tip to keep our breasts healthy?
Yes, absolutely. I think that we're actually in the process of looking forward to seeing on your website a little bit about this dry brushing technique, because you and I were discussing that earlier. But so everyone, all your listeners, look for that, because there's going to be some phenomenal information on the lymphatic dry brushing and the benefits. And I'm able to actually monitor this on the different clients that I thermogram. I'm able to look at them before they start the dry brushing and after, and just the results are so phenomenal that this has become one of my favorite things to do, even on a personal level. I do this twice a day. Just to kind of recap a little bit about lymphatic dry brushing, and there will be a video on your website, right, Dr. Iris?
Yes, there will be. Yes, a matter of fact, we're going to have two videos on the website, one specifically on dry brushing for the breasts for men and women, and one specifically on dry brushing for the whole body.
Fantastic. Okay, so as your listeners may not know, we basically, the skin is the largest organ in our body. We can actually eliminate up to 2 pounds a day of toxins. So when we dry brush our body, since it's the largest organ, we're able to start stimulating and energizing that detoxification process. And it, of course, we know our liver, our lungs, our kidneys, they all eliminate toxins. We all are aware of that. But what many of us don't realize or appreciate, I myself didn't, was the dramatic effect that dry brushing can have in expediting the whole process of the whole body eliminating toxins in the lymph system. The clearer we keep our lymph system, the better for our breasts, the better for our digestion, the better for any type of precancerous activity. So really, it's a phenomenal tool that I'm sure your listeners will look forward to seeing those videos because of the benefits.
Yes, and it's just great in general for general good health. So
yeah,
it's really, it looks great. Okay, so Sherry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you, as far as supplements, I've read a lot and seen a lot. Are there specific supplements that is recommended for breast health?
There's a couple of supplements which the doctors I work with really favor. One of them is called Zyphan. It's a standard process product. As we get older, actually some young ones too, but particularly when we're over 40, we stop producing enough HCL to break down our food, and if our food doesn't get sterilized, we don't break it down properly, then we have digestive issues. Zyphan is a digestive aid, and it greatly enhances that. And the reason that's important is, again, back to our digestive tract. And a lot of us are starting to appreciate that disease begins in the gut, or even in the mouth for that matter. So the cleaner we keep our mouth, the cleaner we keep our gut, the more we eliminate toxins, the more it, you know, doesn't bleed into our lymphatic system, and everything is eliminating and leaving our body, and that's what we want it to do. We don't want it to stick around. We want it to eliminate.
Sure. And are there other supplements that the doctors recommend as well?
Sure. There's something that I see quite a bit that people seem to not be getting enough of anymore, always surprises people, is iodine. Mm-hmm. So I typically will see that on some of you know, some of the recommendations, because we're just not getting that like we used to. A lot of the table salts no longer carry it. So that's something that we can be, have a deficiency in. In respect to the gallbladder, there is a product I see a lot. It's called AF Beta Food, which is a phenomenal, gallbladder, enhancer, which helps to clear the gallbladder so that again, those toxins aren't sitting there. And many times it's helped people that were lined up to get gallbladder surgery and they've sworn to me that they no longer had an inflamed gallbladder. Again, the really wonderful thing is we're able to monitor them by the thermogram and see how their body is responding to whatever treatment their own practitioner or the protocol that Dr. Melvin is recommending, so we can validate that treatment.
And also, what about vitamin D?
Vitamin D, we see that's something that is highly encouraged, and I think people are becoming to appreciate that, definitely getting adequate amounts of vitamin D. People are afraid of the sun anymore, so they're just not getting it. But we can get 10 to 20 minutes a day of sun, and if not, then we definitely need to be, you know, considering the fact we could be vitamin D deficient.
Sure, sure. I've heard a lot about that myself.
Right.
Okay, so if someone would like to reach you, how would they find you?
Absolutely. They can definitely email me at scurcie1, that's S-C-U-R-C-I-E numeral 1, at Yahoo. They can go to my website, TotalThermalOC.com, or they can call me on the phone to schedule even a complimentary. They just want to see how thermography works. I'm happy to do a facial scan on them. My phone number is 714-345-0561. But I'm proud and happy to say that I'm visiting Dr. Iris's office at least once a month, so they can find me there. That's really the best place to reach me if they'd like to come in.
Okay, great. And so my show, Sherry, is Attitude Adjustments, and I always like my guests to leave with two things they can do to shift their attitude. So can you share two things that you would like to tell our listeners about how they could change their attitude today?
Absolutely. Something that's very near and dear to my heart, I don't believe that we should ever lose sight of the importance of family and love. Taking time out to adequately let those know closest to us that we need them, we appreciate them. We never want to neglect that social networking tie, because these are the ones that care about us and they're going to be positive and strong for us, a support system when things are tough. And they can certainly root us on and nurture us when we need it. So that's a very important attitude enhancer, I believe. The second one that's one of my favorites is Sir John Templeton. He was interviewed at one point and asked what the definition of wealth is. And he said, live an attitude of gratitude. And I never forgot that. So finding even the simplest things that we can be grateful for in life, maybe just sometimes having life's necessities, is a lot to be grateful for. Because no matter how tough things are, we know that they can always get better and that we always have something to be grateful for.
And that's so, so true, Sherry, because I've shared this with my patients as well, and the people in my life that are dear to me, is waking up in the morning and just saying, thank you that I'm here, I'm alive, and what I want to do to share and my gifts to share with others. So
absolutely,
we have to be grateful for what we have. I thank you so much for that. And I do have a couple more questions.
Sure.
So you were talking earlier about the report, the thermal report, and what it consists of. And you mentioned that you offer a consultation along with the report.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that the report consists of like lifestyle modifications from the tips you were just saying, the deep brushing, the dry brushing, the deep breathing, supplements, dietary recommendations, etc. What is the typical cost if somebody wanted to have either the breast done or the complete body scan done?
Sure. Typically, it ranges anywhere between $195 and $495. We quite often run specials because we want as many people as possible to take advantage of really the life-saving benefits of thermography. So sometimes we'll run specials with breasts, you know, for $149. But typically $199 or all the way up to $499 if somebody wanted head to toe. And I think this month, Dr. Iris, we were able to discount it all the way down to 249, which I think we had discussed we may need to do again because we had such a huge interest in getting, you know, the benefits from thermography.
Yes, it really was. Now, let's say someone has a thermography done, let's say the month, let's say the next month in May. How often do you recommend the follow-up to be? Because I know usually doctors recommend mammography every year or so. Mm-hmm. What is the recommendation for a future follow-up?
Well, for the baseline thermogram, first you have your initial one done, and then everything is comparing yourself against yourself. So typically the doctor would either recommend either a 3-month or a 6-month follow-up. That's just the second time to make sure that nothing is aggressively changing. We want to see the ability of the breast tissue to remain the same. And then after that, it would typically be once a year, unless we're spot checking maybe if there's an area of concern. Maybe if the doctor recommended clinical correlation of some sort, then we may image, you know, have him coming in sooner just to keep an eye on one certain spot check.
I see. So that's great. And where specifically can somebody arrange to have a thermography done?
Well, we have several imaging centers. We have San Diego, Temecula, and now our newest location, Laguna Hills, right there at Rosenfeld Wellness Center on Cabot Road.
Right. Okay. And so are there certain things that a person would need to know before they actually have the thermography done, like any special instructions that need to be given to the person?
There are some very simple instructions that such as not shaving, not using any kind of deodorants or lotions that they can affect the temperature in the body. So that would be something that I would email over, you know, several days beforehand. Very simple instructions so that we can, you know, take those into consideration before they do their imaging.
Sure. So got that. And so the next time you are going to be at a specific site, can you share that with our listeners?
I believe that I'm going to be at Rosenfeld Wellness on the 15th. I actually don't have my calendar in front of me. I hope I'm correct. Do you have your calendar?
No.
Okay. Well, call Dr. Rosenfeld or call myself at 714-345-0561. That's when I'll be in Laguna Hills next. We'll be next month. And I'm visiting that office once a month.
Great. Okay. Sherry, before we close, we just have a couple more minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our guests?
Basically just what a wonderful tool this is to be, how thrilled I am to be a part of something that can actually empower us as women and as men to have some kind of control, a measure of ability to monitor our breast health and our body health. And this is, that's why this is such a phenomenal tool. We have more power than we realize when we can sit here and we can actually have, such an effect on our own health and underneath the doctor's protocol, and if we follow that protocol, see what kind of a vast difference we have, and that's exciting.
Sure. Well, thank you, Sherry, for being here today. It has been a treat to have you all on our show today with Sherry Kersey. You can reach Sherry by calling 714-345-0561 or go to her website, www.totalthermaloc.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, May 14th with Ellie Pope. She is founder of Productivity Poolside and is a coach and productivity expert who knows what it takes to get focused in a busy world. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I'd like to leave you all with a quote. Speak kind words. You'll hear kind words echo back. Have a healthful day.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be
Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming, I don't know.